Welcome to Taste of the Town,
where we offer you an in-depth look at the local tastes within the Central Illinois area. Today I'm sitting down with the owners of Sorrento's Pizzeria here in Lincoln, Illinois. The owners, Jim Drew and his wife Lisa, have had Sorrento's for 40 years now. This year marks the 40th year. Lisa could not join us today. She felt a little bit under the weather. But Jim was more than pleased to interview. Now Jim, I noticed that your last name is a little different than Sorrento. Can you give us a little background about the place?
Well, my name is Jim Drew, and my wife, Lisa, is the owner. Her and her late husband started this about 40 years ago, and Sam passed away, and Lisa continued carrying it on. So we're right in the midst of our 40-year anniversary. And our main product is pizza, pretty much any topping that you'd like. We also have side orders such as breadsticks and wings and things like that. What we really strive is to put out a high-quality product. When you get into the mom-and-pop stores, things aren't really measured out. When you get into a chain store, things are pretty much weighed and measured. And where we just kind of put the toppings on to by the side of the eye, as you may say, and all the products are made here. Our dough is made practically every day. We grind our own cheese. We cook our own sausage. Green peppers are cut up. Onions are cut up. Those type of items are all cut and made daily, just about.
How did this place come to be?
From my understanding, and again, Lisa would be a better one to tell you this one, but Sam's folks are from Italy. They just kind of drove the state, and Relation came over too, and they opened the stores up in different areas. And they picked Lincoln, Lisa's husband, past husband. His sister also has one in Clinton. And pretty much the recipes are the same, as my understanding is. And we just kind of driving down 55 and saw Lincoln and stopped and opened up a pizza shop here.
What would be the main philosophy of this place? Like when somebody comes in here, how would they engage with this place and what do they leave here with?
We stress to our employees to be friendly and courteous and give the customer what they want. So that's our main purpose here, is that everyone's treated in a manner that you like to be treated when you go out. You kind of keep that philosophy in mind. And same thing on the product end. That we put out a high-quality end product.
What are a few ways that you guys engage the community with? Like, what would be a few main things during the year that you guys do with the community?
Well, we try to support all aspects. There's a lot of fundraisers and our senior citizens, Oasis. The hospital was just in last night asking for a donation, so... You're always supporting individuals in the high school as far as the cheerleaders and different programs like that. So,
what does business look like throughout the week? Does most of your business come towards the end of the week, like on weekends, or is it pretty equally distributed throughout the week?
No, the busy nights obviously are Friday and Saturday nights. And then as we're going into the holiday season, that'll change to some degree. Thanksgiving Eve is one of our busiest nights, and I think that's probably, a lot of kids come home and they've been around so long and they've grown up on Sorrento's, so that's what they want. So it's kind of like when I go home, whatever you grow up on is kind of what you remember as a pizza. So that's one of our busiest nights, but the rest of the week, it's pretty much, of course, Monday is a slower night, and then it just kind of gradually picks up as the week goes on.
Now, I've noticed since coming here a couple times that this isn't the kind of place that when a customer comes in, they just feel real kind of uniform, kind of general. They feel like they almost kind of know this place personally. I've noticed that you guys know a lot of people that come in. Is that something that you guys as owners, as well as the rest of the employees, strive for?
We hope they have that feeling. You know, it's kind of like when you go out, you kind of like to, it's always nice is when the owner comes out and talks to you, and our manager, if you get to know the manager. And I can kind of use Cracker Barrel. We're out there quite a bit. And the staff and the management kind of knows Lisa and I, so they come around and talk to us, and we try to implement that here. And we have a lot of friends, obviously, that come in here and eat, so you, even when you're busy, you try to come out and say hi and greet them. And people like to see the owners in main business, no matter what it is. They like to see the owners. And so we try to emphasize that.
As far as vision for this place, do you guys have any kind of strategy set up for the future where you plan on opening multiple sites, or are you guys just putting all your effort into this one place?
Yeah, I don't think Lisa and I will. We'll kind of get to retirement age. Although she's, as you know, she's beginning just to start her career. But Tony has expressed some interest in it, so I'm not sure where that will go as he, he's got another year of college here. So I'm not sure where that'll go, but we'll probably just remain here in Lincoln, and I don't think we'll expand out.
Now, your products, I know you're mainly a pizza shop, but what does your menu look like now? What would you say is your best-selling item? What can somebody expect to have a variety to choose from when coming here?
Well, we actually have four sizes. We have a small, medium, large, and a family size, which is a 16-inch. So kind of goes 10, 12, 14, and 16. Probably pepperoni is very popular. We have what we call Villa, which is sausage, mushrooms, and peppers, onion, and pepperoni. That's a popular pizza, too. A lot of people just call it over a Villa. But pepperoni and sausage are probably two big sellers. We also have an Alfredo sauce that we use quite a bit. People seem to like. And then we also have a couple specialties. We have a barbecue chicken, and we have a taco pizza that we make too.
Have you guys always stuck with kind of the same menu, same types of things that people can get, or have you experimented with different types of pizzas? Does your menu change during the year, like based on seasons?
We used to do pasta, and years ago we kind of got away from that and just kind of specialized on the pizza.
That oven back there, what sort of oven is that?
It's a stone. All of our pizzas are baked on stone. We have to have them on about an hour prior to opening, so they're good and hot, and they run about 450 degrees. So when we make them, we make them all on a wooden board, and then we just slide them off that board, and they're ready to be put in the oven onto a stone, and they're stone baked.
Do you find that to create a better product than using any other types of ovens?
Yeah. We think so. You know, different pizza shops have a conveyor system, the stone brick. We like the results from that.
What would be the results? Is it just the crust is crispier?
Yeah, I think so. Probably just the way that it overall bakes the crust.
When a customer comes in and orders a pizza, like, for example, if you were to order from a Pizza Hut or Domino's, it seems like some places are, like, really fast about getting the product to the customer. How long would you say a customer would have to wait if they didn't call ahead, if they just came in and ordered before they got their pizza?
If we're caught up, it takes, you know, if we're not making anything or having to take a surprise, it probably takes 15 minutes to 20 at the most to make it, to bake it.
And I know that you guys have delivery as well. From what I've heard, that's pretty legit. It gets there on time. And
we try to get them there in 30 minutes. Obviously, when we get really busy and everybody calling one wants, it can get out to an hour. But we try to keep it at the 30, 40 minutes. A lot of times what happens, though, we'll have the ovens full. We just have to wait till they, call it up baking. That doesn't happen very often. We have two ovens.
Since you've been here for the amount of time that you have, I know that a lot of people know about this place. But what are some ways that you guys market Sorrento's? I mean, like, do you guys do flyers or ads or anything? How do people know about you other than word of mouth?
Newspapers and other markets like that. We're looking at doing something for the 40th, but pretty much by word of mouth. And what we try to do, we find that I would much rather spend my advertising dollars giving to a local organization and helping them out than spending it in the paper. That seems to get us at least a making bang. In that way, you know, you're helping out local organizations and local charities and fundraisers, and people have tough issues sometimes. So that way, that seems to work pretty well for us. And so we don't spend too much on flyers or newspapers.
I know that back in, like, I believe it was like the 60s, 70s, Lincoln, the town of Lincoln was seen as kind of a bustling town. There was a lot of stores going on here in the downtown area. And now it just kind of seems like it's a little bit more dead. What are your views on that? Do you think that this place offers kind of a glimmer of hope or some sort of inspiration for the future of this town to maybe get back to its original bustling state that it was in?
Well, I wasn't here, obviously, in the 60s and 70s. I came here in 1978, just towards the end of the 70s. But, yeah, I think we've got some positive things that are happening. We're sitting in a very good location. We have two interstates. We're going to Chicago or St. Louis. I think we're sitting in a very good location to expand.
Yeah, this place definitely offers kind of a warm, cozy feel when you're walking outside. You can look into the big glass, through the big glass windows, and it just feels very inviting.
You're not dreaming, signore. Scusa me, but you see back in old Napoli, that's amore.
For more information about them and about this podcast, you can go to www.tastetown.wordpress.com and make sure to listen again next week.